As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
324 WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us the 13th day of September. Cloudy, 69 downtown on our way. Maybe we'll make it to the 70s today. If not, the good news is no rain comes with that, so we'll stay dry. And then it's sunshine all the rest of the week and weekend with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. How about that? Not bad, huh? We told you before the break that we would head to Rogers Elementary School, and the principal there is our good friend Lisa Roberts. Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, Mike?
It's always
it's
good.
A great day out today.
It is. It's always great to talk to you. That story I had to do right before you came on the air is very frustrating. Kids taking loaded guns to school. Where, and again, you've been around education and kids a lot longer than I have. You know, I have a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old. I am by no means an expert, but What 13-year-old says, I'm going to bring a gun to school and that's going to be funny. I'm going to show my friends on the bus. We have to know that's not a joke by now, right? Or is that message just so casual and it happens all the time that we just let it roll off like water off a duck's back?
We absolutely do not. No, we take that very seriously. We take threats extremely seriously in our schools. We investigate them. We follow through with discipline. I really don't know a child who would do that and think it's a joke.
Either do I, but you're showing it around on the backpack to your buddies, according to the police report, and your life's ruined, at least for now. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and it happens here, and that's the other thing I think some people have to realize. Sadly, it does happen around here, and we need better parents. We need better guardians. We need better everything. And I'll get off my soapbox now because you didn't come here to listen to me complain. You came here to brag about your great folks
at Rogers Elementary School.
What's the home of the Rockets?
Kindergarten through second. Yes, it's kindergarten through second. You know, I came from Grandview.
Right.
These students are more my size. As you know, I'm kind of short. So I fit in quite well with them, but I'm telling you, we have a month under our belts. Our new kindergartners are learning how to be students. They walk through the halls so nicely. They're learning all kinds of things. Our first graders are showing us how much they already know, and our second graders, they're being big helpers and role models for our younger students. So it's really neat to be here. Our parents are fabulous. We've got so many neat things coming up, too.
Good. Well, we've got plenty of time to get to all that stuff. Let's talk about Grandview first. For folks that don't know, how long were you over there with the Tigers? Is that do I have that?
Yes, it was. You have it right. Grandview Tigers. I was there for 8 years.
Fantastic.
Great school, West Side, great parents, great teachers. They have a wonderful new principal there who was there last year with me, and so she's doing a great job. And
good.
It's really great things are going on throughout our district. So I've been in about 4 different buildings, and MCCSC is a wonderful place to be a part of.
Excellent. So Rogers, the job opens up, you jump in there, and how much did you know about it before you got involved? I know obviously you knew it was kindergarten 1 and 2. You've got the little vestibule connector there with Binford, so that's a little bit of a different or an interesting relationship, so to speak.
And it is.
So you get to Rogers, and who are all the people that have helped you acclimate here in your first year?
Well, I have to tell you, I went to Rogers as a kindergartner, so I know quite a bit about Rogers. Mr. Conrad was a good friend of mine. We talked a lot. Mrs. Colglazier, who was my interim principal, helped work my transition in. Courtney Ladyman over at Binford is the new principal there, and I know her quite well. So it's been a really good working relationship to come in and work with Rogers and Binford together. It's like one big campus, which has been really neat.
Very cool. And you guys are right off, what is that, High Street? Is that, do I have my...
Second and High Street, yep.
right there on the corner.
Second Street, so that's right there. Mm-hmm.
Big old brand new parking lot, playground, and everything else is fun over there. What's been the biggest transition just dropping down? Well, number one, it's going to be half the amount of kids, I would think.
No,
it's not.
It's surprising that Rogers and Benford are both very big schools. We have six first grades, five kindergartens, and five second grades. So I have close to the same number of students as I did at Grandview.
Very nice. Well, that makes mm-hmm. sense. That is a heavily populated area that you are located in.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool because there's a ton of kids. You have walkers, you have riders, you have bus, you have the whole nine yards, which always makes it fun. And as you mentioned, you're busy. You've been a month in. Everybody got through Labor Day. Everybody enjoyed all of that. So now we're into grading periods and field trips and all kinds of fun stuff. Tell me what's happening over there.
Okay, so probably the biggest thing is what you said, field trips. You know, we haven't gotten out at all prior to COVID. It's been 2 years. So our kids have never been on field trips, even our second graders. So we've got the biggest thing ever, Peden Farm.
Oh,
Mike,
baby.
You know about Peden Farm. We're going back to Peden Farm this year on September 29th. It's a Thursday. The entire kindergartners in MCCSC will be at Peden Farm that day. So we're really excited about that. Actually, I'm going to plug over at Benford because our Benford fifth graders are going up to Bradford Woods tomorrow. So our fifth graders get to go back there for 3 days as well. I know that's not part of my school, but these are neat things that our kids get to experience again. We're getting back to normal, which is outstanding.
Yeah, almost like rite of passage, too. So that makes it... everybody can finally talk. Yeah, when we did that, we're getting back to normal stuff. So that's the fun part as well. When we talk about all the other fun things that go on with school, besides lunch and recess, my two favorite subjects, of course.
Yeah.
The grading.
They're all of ours.
Well, that's exactly right. But when you have that many kids and parents involved, I guess you have a fantastic PTO you'd like to brag about.
We do. We have a wonderful, and it's a Rogers Benford PTO, and they are already planning
cool
for the
stuff,
entire.
Huh?
We do. We should just make it, you know, a call for Rogers and Benford. But no, we have lots of things coming up. We've got a Fall Fun Fest Saturday, October 1st, from 5 to 7:30. It's going to be a chili supper, and we're going to have a bake sale and raffle options and bounce houses. It's time for all of our families to come together as a community outside of school, which the kids absolutely love. And, you know, it's neat being with everyone and seeing everyone. And they're like, oh, my gosh, teachers outside of school?
Hey, they're normal. Yeah, they're just like regular people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, the other part of this, too, is you're going to raise some money. Where does that money go, Lisa Roberts? And how does it help the programs in both your buildings?
Well, when we look at our Rogers Benford, and that's one of the big pushes is, you know, what can we help out with here with from our PTO? And so they're looking at new equipment for our playground. They always support our teachers with grants for, you know, because teachers spend so much out of their own pockets. And so they help our teachers purchase things that can go back towards the kids. They're going to help with field trips at the end of the school year because we can get back into it. And those tend to cost a little bit of money, mostly for transportation. So they're going to put some money towards that as well. So lots of great things.
That is fantastic. And the school year, which is just getting started, yeah, we'll have all kinds of fun things to do in the springtime as well. Mm-hmm. Fall break is around the corner. Everybody is watching for that. Did you have any big projects over the summer that you got completed or are working on, or are you guys in pretty good working order over there?
We're in pretty good working order. I think our biggest one, which the entire district did, was attend the Professional Learning Communities Conference through Solution Tree. And so we had teachers from every school go to that with administrators. And that was a big project and very worthwhile for everybody.
Lisa Roberts is our guest this afternoon. She's the principal at Rogers Elementary right next door to Benford, and she's in her first year. Oh, has there been a challenge you've ran into that you might not have expected, or has it been calm water so far to get things started?
I think, you know, it's been pretty calm waters. You know, I think we were all worried about transportation, and I over here with the parking lots sometimes can be a little bit difficult, but it has worked. You know, we're not backing up on Second Street, and transportation has been fabulous. Everyone is working really hard, and I do have to, as I always plug, Mike, our custodians have worked so hard to get our buildings ready. Bus drivers are working hard, our cooks. We couldn't run school without any of these people, our paraprofessionals, administrative assistants, especially at the beginning of the year, work endlessly enrolling our students and getting our parents through with all the paperwork. And, you know, as always, we have wonderful teachers. So I have to plug for all of our support staff and teachers that work so hard for
us. It takes a village. There's no doubt about it. With all the kids and all the subsections of each grade you have and everything that's going on. All right, so what's the next biggest thing on your calendar that we need to be aware of? Is it grading period? Is it the fun stuff that's happening in October? What's next? What do you want us all to be aware of besides slowing down during dropping off and pick up hours?
Slowing down, we do have the end of the grading period coming up. The beginning of October is always busy. So that ends on October 7th. With report cards going home the week after fall break, and probably, you know, fall break is on the October 13th and 14th. So that's always something to look forward to. Those are probably the biggest things that are coming up for the district. The STEM to THEM bus has started to make its way out to all of the buildings. So they're coming to us to do BBOTS with our kindergartners and first graders, and our second graders get to learn how to do laser cutting and design coins, and they tie all that to academics, and so we're excited about that.
Well, that's so absolutely fun. That is right. And is this the year, too, where we'll do, like, school plays and sing songs and have pageantry and fun where everybody can get back in the building? That has to be neat,
too. I believe in the spring we're going to start having our musical performances come back, and so it's going to, yes, we're really excited for that.
Well, you should be excited. It should be fun. Well, we're glad that you are manning the hallways down there on the, what do you call that? The Near East Side? How do you officially?
Yeah, I think we consider ourselves East Siders, especially when I consider myself a West Sider last year. So we're East Siders this year.
A little different commute, huh?
Yes. That's the same from where I came from, but.
Great. Well, I'm glad everything's going swimmingly. Well, it's not surprising at all that you have the great partnership with your friends across the hallway at Binford as well. Keep things rocking. I can't wait to see you on the streets.
Me too, Mike. Thank you so much for talking with me today. It was great to talk to you.